We had municipal leaders, a police chief, a superintendent of schools. We also had ESOL teachers, English as second language teachers, business leaders, folks who are involved in direct services to immigrants and refugees, like folks from the resettlement agencies, Catholic Charities, health leaders, really a wide range of folks.
So what are the key issues for immigrants in New Hampshire? What was discussed?
The main speaker, our keynote speaker, Richard Herman, talked about how really immigrants are an economic driver for our economy. And if we are going to compete globally, we need a global team. We also heard from some local businesses that Texas Instruments and Arc Energy and Brookdale Farms talked about how immigrants are key to not only the survival, but the success of their organizations. And then, of course, we looked at the various issue areas or pathways towards integration, looking at education. How do we support K-12 students to be successful in American schools? How do we help families move forward economically, connecting them to economic resources, being banked, and also increasing their employability? We also looked at health issues and how do we help newcomer communities navigate the very complicated healthcare system that native-born folks have challenges navigating.
And, you know, arguments have been made that immigration is costing communities in New Hampshire. How have attitudes changed with the recession?
The impact on local jobs is actually less than 1%. I think refugees themselves have received a lot of attention, and yet they're only 6% of our foreign-born population in New Hampshire.
You're thinking a lot of people, generally speaking, get, you know, refugees and immigration, kind of they bump it all together.
I think that we don't really know fully because we haven't been able to adequately capture the data of who's in our communities. It's easy for us to be influenced by anecdotal data that may not be based truly on the factual information. And I do think that given that New Hampshire has a long history of mostly European immigrants, that the changing color of the immigrant base in New Hampshire has been something that folks, it's really new to folks. It also makes our newcomers more noticeable.